in the Zman between Pesach and Shavuos. It's Irish to want to hear Divrei Chizuk to be Neschazik in the Inyan of Pesach and Torah, Limud HaTorah. There are different Inyanim, I think, that could be spoken about. I'll just like to speak about one Inyan Bifrat, if there's opportunity to speak about others, perhaps to speak about others. And I just wanted to focus on one Inyan tonight. We have many Mamari Chazal that give us the Chashivas of Limud HaTorah. What its Chashivas is, its power, the Chashivas in the Kayach of Torah is a shmuz in itself that puts Torah in a sug bifnei atzmai. That Limud HaTorah is in a different sug than all mitzvahs. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. The Kayach HaTorah is the Kayach HaSichli, is a different mitzvahs than other mitzvahs. There's no question that Torah is in a sug bifnei atzmai. And there's something in the mitzvahs of Torah that cannot be matched by any other mitzvah. But tonight I did not want to discuss as much the pratim of what we have in Mamari Chazal and we have in the Rishonim of the actual chashivas of the Torah, but I wanted to move, built on that is given the understanding that everybody understands without having necessarily a deep Havana in why it is that way and what it is, but it's a given that Talmud Torah has this specialness. If perhaps just to talk a little bit about the implications of what it should mean to us if it's so, when the Kabbal this, that Torah has this Kayach which is unmatched, how does that affect the person's gisha to Limud HaTorah, and how does that affect the person's whole Mahalach HaChayim, his Anhagas HaChayim? This discussion could be had in different eifanim, depending on different situations that a person could find himself in. So of course the bulk of what we're going to talk about is something which is shava to every matzav, to every situation a person could find himself in. The basic idea we're discussing is shayach and all matzavim. But I'd like to talk about it in the way I feel somebody who's a yeshiva bachar, yimaman in a kail, should be able to deal with it. It's dealt with, it's a lifetime issue. It's not something which is only miyuchah for somebody who's a bachar, somebody who's a younger person. It's something which is megeya person for his whole life. And therefore the points are not points which are only relevant for a few years in a person's life. But in the way the person is mesiachas to it, can vary from situation to situation. The Chofetz Chaim, when he writes about Lashon Hara, so he discusses that sometimes a person finds himself confronted with a challenge which he can feel is overwhelming. Chofetz Chaim is discussing what the Yetzer Hara will say to a person, the tainus to a person, that sometimes it's just an impossible task. Something's an impossible task, so even to begin is not kedai, because it's not shayach, it's just too overwhelming. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, as his mashal, he's saying pshat in the pasuk, in Tevakshena Kekesef, in Taichin the pasuk, which is talking about Limud HaTorah, the Chofetz Chaim is using that as the mashal that he wants to apply to what he's discussing in the Inyan of Lashon Hara. But the Chofetz Chaim says that I want to give you a mashal to be masbah that pasuk in how a person is supposed to deal with Limud HaTorah, and from that you'll understand what I'm going to tell you in terms of trying to cope with the nisyanis of Lashon Hara. So if the Chofetz Chaim, the mashal I would give is that a person whether he's an usher or an ani, finds himself walking along a beach, walking along a body of water, and he sees that the water swept up onto shore hundreds and thousands of jewels, of diamonds. The person sees in front of his eyes, it's millions and millions of dollars, but he realizes just looking at it that it's impossible that I should be able to take everything that's here and take it away with me. It's an impossible task for me to be able to collect everything that's here and be able to cart it away and bring it home. So the Chofetz Chaim, but nobody would make such a shikul and say that if I can't take it all, it's not worth doing anything. You would chop. You would just grab everything. You'd stuff your pockets. Whatever you can do, whatever amount of time you have, whatever space you have on your body to be able to fill any spot that could hold anything, you'll just grab and whatever you have, you have. And you realize that every fistful, everything that you grab, you're grabbing diamonds, you're grabbing millions of dollars. The Sachakoil, you know you're going to walk away with a Gevaldik Ashiris. So even though when one steps back and he looks at the total area and he realizes, I barely made a dent, I didn't make a Roshim, there's so much here to be had, and how much can I be Typhus? But the person doesn't measure by that. The person sees the value in every little amount that he's able to grab, and that takes away that sense of all or nothing. The chashivas of every amount, of every little piece that he can grab, says to the person, it doesn't make a difference if I can be typhus the whole thing. I'm a wealthy person with a little bit. The more I get, the more wealthy I'll be. But is that a deterrent in the person's determination to try to get as much as he could? Of course not. So the Chofetz Chaim fears eyes that's what the pasuk is telling us, that if you deal with kesef as a person is mavakish kesef, if you deal with Torah as a person is mavakish kesef, and the matmainim, those are the two mishalim he works with. A person knows that somebody tells you that in this piece of property there's treasures. You dig over here, you're going to find oil. So it's a big shetach. So how much can I dig already? But you're told that there's oil here. There's something of value. There's treasures buried here. And the same mushrooms like the Chofetz Chaim. If somebody knows that there are matmainim, there are buried treasures, you don't think to yourself that I'm dealing with an area that's just too large for me to be able to conquer. The person thinks to himself, whatever I find, I find. But if I glick, look, he doesn't make cheshbonis of how much can I have already. A person's attitude towards Limud HaTorah requires this outlook. It requires an outlook that as huge and as enormous as Torah is, and as much as a person can feel overwhelmed with the hasaga of, is it shaya for me to know Kol HaTorah Kula? Is it shaya for me to know what has to be known? It's overwhelming. A person's approach has to be that every piece that I grab is an ashiris. Just like the person who grabs and fills one pocket with diamonds, he's not satisfied. Chbin shen anasher. Nu adrabah. The diamonds are so chashiv, so I have a pocket full of diamonds, so I'm already in the mustapik b'mut. You know, I'm not that hungry. Nobody's mustapik b'mut in that matzah. I have another pocket. I have another pocket, so it's another pocket full. I'll double my ashiris, and if I have more pockets in other places that I can think of where I can put things, I'll find those places. The person is not mistopic. In Limud HaTorah, a person can't have a histopkus. A person has to feel that every piece that I grab is mamish and ashiris. It's not just that it's chashev. It's not just that it has value. It's an ashiris. It's a diamond. When a person grabs diamonds, it doesn't make cheshbonis, he just grabs. A person who's in a situation where he doesn't have much time to learn has an Nisayon. He has an Nisayon that I'm tired, that I'm busy, and it's hard to make time to learn. So his nisayon is to have the strength to appreciate and understand the chashivas of Torah, to make the time to learn, regardless of how tired he is, regardless of how much it's taking him away from his family, regardless of how much it's taking him away from his sleep. He has a full day at work and he's tired with the mishpacha. But if he understands what Limud HaTorah is, I need to make time for Limud HaTorah. That's his nisayon. And that person can sometimes have a few minutes a day when he learns, his 15 minutes, a half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever it may be, and he truly can see that as a gold mine. He sees that as, that's my anchor in life, that's my lifeline, it gives me a chiyas. And if he can be misgaber on the nisyonis, that he can forever for himself, I'm a tarid, I'm an honest, that's his nisayon, to overcome that and realize, this is what I need for my chiyas. A person who is an asher and not an ani has different nisyonis. Aniim have their nisyonis and ashirim have their nisyonis. A person who has the schus to be a yeshiva, be a yeshiva, he has the nisyonis of ashiris. I have time. My nisyon is not to grab the 10 minutes, to grab the 15 minutes to find to learn. I don't need to grab anything. It's all there. And nobody's taking it away from me. I have plenty of time. So that nisayon of, let me see if I can find a time to learn, that's not the nisayon that most people are confronted with when they're yeshiva v'yeshiva. However, just like you can't be madama the nisayon of an ani to the nisayon of an usher, and one is not easier than the other, and it seems to be that the understanding of the svarim is that the nisayon of an usher is a more difficult nisayon than an ani. The nisayon of a person who has a whole day to sit and learn, to be machshav of the moments, is a greater nisayon, perhaps, than the person who only has those few minutes that he can steal to learn. A person who has the whole day to learn. So I learn much more than these five balabatim combined. You put them all together and I learn more in one day than they do. But that's not his nisayon in learning. His nisayon in learning is that he can see the same preciousness that the balabas has in his 10 minutes that might be his whole seder. It might be a quarter of his seder. That we can find in our seder hayayim that the 10 minutes has the same chashivas, that's the nisayon of Yeshvei Beis HaMedrash, those who have the schus to be in a Beis HaMedrash. The Chafetz Chaim's Mashal says that when one has that matzav in front of him, the Chafetz Chaim is focusing on the other part. The person is not going to be miyayish, he's giving it as a dogma. But a person certainly is not going to walk away from there saying, it's too much for me, I walk away. But it also lies in that Mashal, that nothing is not chashev enough. There's no satisfaction. One is not satisfied with a truckload. There's more diamonds to be had. I'll find place on my truck. It doesn't matter how much, how full the truck is. There is no mistafik b'mu'at. There's no satisfaction. The nisayon of having time, the nisayon of being able to sense, perhaps subconsciously, that I'm learning, I'm holding and learning, sometimes causes a person to lose the chashivas of time. Now this nakuda I'd like to break into two points. In Kelm, they used to have a seder that was a 5-minute seder. It was made l'chatchila as a 5-minute seder. And they were trying to impress on the Talmidim the chashivas of a few minutes. The point over there was not simply that learning for 5 minutes is a choshev ezach. They were trying to impress upon them that a person can accomplish in a mere 5 minutes a tremendous amount, and therefore it's not something which is roy to be ma'abed. The chazel etztarufe, person has a seder for 5 minutes. Person thinks to himself, no, 5 minutes, it's not even Eilul Aminyan, it's not Choshev. So they tried to impress on the Talmidim that a 5-minute Seder has a Chashivis with a Meshech HaZman a person can cover a Choshev amount of learning. That was the point they were trying to drive home. And it's true that a person has to understand that outside of the Etzem Chashivis Nelimad HaTorah, even from a practical standpoint, what a person can do with small slivers of time, those small moments are a tremendous amount. You do a Maisa with Bengis from Eretz Yisrael. He was a Yid who made a Siyum HaShas annually. So you do a Maisa that he used to make an annual Siyum HaShas a certain time a year. They expected when the Siyum would be. And one time he made a Siyum HaShas, and then a little while later he made another Siyum. So they asked him, another Chazar in such a short time? So he told them, this Siyum HaShas is not an annual Siyum. This is a Siyum HaShas of all those Zmanim. When I go to Brisim, I go to Chasanis, and I'm sitting Baini, so nothing's happening. And I'm sitting Yoshev Batal. So I have my Seder. I'm going through Shas in those little time slots, those few minutes. So I was Masayim Shas. I don't remember how many years it was, the Meshech of that Seder. But that was a separate Cheshvan he had. He didn't let those moments go to Ibud. But there's another aspect of not letting the moments go to Ibud. Sometimes a person finds himself in a situation where, I have 5 minutes, what should I do now? It's 5 minutes before Mincha, I'm waiting for something. So that's the idea of being machshav those few minutes. But I feel that when people are sitting and learning, there's an idea of being machshav 60 minutes out of 60 minutes. That when a person is learning, there's an assayin that I'm sitting and learning. I'm going to be in the Beis Medrash from the beginning of the Seder to the end of the Seder. And the Seder is a few hours. Are you getting every minute of the Seder? Is this fact that the Seder is Nimshach so long, allow minutes to go le'ibud? That's also a chelik of appreciating the minutes. It's not just those little pieces of time which are nishtahe nishtaher that could fall between the cracks, that a person has to do something with them, do something constructive. But in the learning, when I'm sitting and learning itself, a person can battle. When a person is learning, I'm not talking right now about another inyan of batala, which I would like to speak about perhaps another time in the echus. I'm talking about kipshuta in the kamas, that a person realizes that when he sits down to learn, that there's no hesach hadas in the learning, that he has to make every moment count. It is no bittel bereiv. There's no bittel b'shishim. You can't say, no, I got most of the Seder I learned. It's a good zach. It's very nice. But a person can't lose sight of the chashivas of every moment. He has to understand that the accumulative effect outside of the etzem inyan, outside of the fact that every single word, as the Gros says in the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam in Peya, the Gros Mazmeh, that every word is a mitzvah. Besides that, the sachakoil of one's limud is the achrayis of a person who has the time to sit and learn. He can't tell himself, can't measure himself. There are others who are not sitting and learning a whole day, so I'm miles ahead of them. You have to measure with yourself. A person has to measure within himself, what should I be expecting of myself? The chashivas of every moment has to express itself in the lack, in the not being willing to be mafsik, the not being willing to be mevatel. The Ksav Sefer writes in a letter that we find it, he says, Amad Nazach, Chazal tell us that the theaters, the stadiums, will one day become Batei Midrashais, Batei Knesias. So the Ksav Sefer says, What's the chashivas of the stadiums becoming turned into a Beis HaMedrash and a Beis HaKnesses? So we'll build another building. We'll be Hirasa Bikdusha. I mean, what do you have to have? We have to have their buildings, we have to have their coliseums, their stadiums for our Batei Knesiyos. So Sefer writes in a letter that when a person sits in one of these places, he's going to think to himself that people ran for these seats. People ran for these havalim. People ran with such a merits and such a drive. They had so much energy for this. But a machayiv for the ones who are yeshiv in the Beis HaMedrash, Dr. Ksav Sefer. Amol, you have to look at dvarim shel chayil. Amol, you have to look at something which has no chashivas, or very little chashivas, and certainly Klapei Torah doesn't have chashivas. And a person can see an inspiration within himself. A person can find within himself, look at what I can do if there, I have the motivating factor, if I have the drive. I can do it. I think every person can find within himself the mashal. I don't have to give mashalim. But everybody knows in himself there have been times when he has been pressured and pushed to take care of something and get it done. Something that he was machshiv. I'm not just talking about how quickly he'd get it done. But if he was undertaking a project, whether there was a certain time pressure or some other kind of a pressure that pushed him, everybody has experienced that I won't be Mesiach Das, I won't be Mafsik. Everybody has experienced what Me'eza Siba Shahu, it doesn't really matter. What was the Siba, what were the particulars of why was I so motivated and driven? But everyone has experienced that he's gotten involved in something that has been so consuming that he had no interest. He didn't have the patience. He didn't have the time to be mafsik. He was too committed to what he was doing that it wasn't kedai for him. He couldn't allow himself the luxury of taking a break, schmoozing a little bit, go do something else. It wasn't shayach. I have to get this done. Limud HaTorah has a chashivas that's etzem. Limud HaTorah is not an academic pursuit for the sake of getting something at the end in itself. The tachlis of Limud HaTorah is itself. But a person has to understand that when the Rabbeinu Shlom gave us a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, it wasn't simply an exercise of something that I should do. The Rabbeinu Shlom gave us a mitzvah of knowing the Torah. When he gave us the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, it means learn it and know it. Learn it and know it. Learn it and know it deeper. Learn it and make sure you don't forget it. Limud HaTorah is an achrayas to learn and to know. If a person understands that I have an achrayas in my Limud HaTorah, besides the enormous chusin, besides the fact that Talmud Torah is the key Talmud Haba, besides that, which, you know, it's, I can't speak about that enough, that a person should understand it's the diamonds that the Chofetz Chaim is speaking about. But even on a level that perhaps is a little bit more tangible for us, the person understands, I need to know, I have a mitzvah to know Torah, and my whole mahus is going to be determined by how much Torah I know. That in itself has to drive a person to not allow himself to be mevatel his man. If a person had some other type of a project that he was machshiv the knowledge, that he needed to have the knowledge, and he needed to know it, and he needed to remember it, and he had a deadline, and he understood that there's an enormous amount that I have to be, that I have to know, he wouldn't allow himself to go to this and go to that. If there was something that came up and he had to declare, should I go, should I not go, he has to, my friend is getting married, I was invited to the chasana, we're good friends, I can't afford the time. What's machayiv that shikol hadas? What's machayiv is because the person sees a real conflict. He sees, I can't just be mevatel the time. That chashivis is a chashivas a person has to impress upon himself. He has to impress upon himself because the Limud HaTorah itself has such a chashivas. Would a person give up, if we could attach a price tag to it, would a person give up that much money? A person who has a job, if he knows that he's going to lose that day's pay, would make plenty of cheshbonos before he decided that I'm going to this and I'm going to that. In the shikul hadas, give the right weight to what you're being shikul. The chashivas of the Torah. For my own self, a person is one day going to walk out of yeshiva. Am I going to walk out of Namaritz or am I going to walk out of Talmud Chacham? I was given the opportunity to sit and learn. I was given the opportunity to become a Talmud Chacham. So am I going to wake up when it's too late and realize how many Masechtas could I have learned? How much could I have covered during that Zman? And why didn't I? What do you mean, why didn't I? I learned the Masechta. I was in the yeshiva. I was there the whole Zman. I learned the Masechta. How much a person would be honest with himself? How much could a person learn if he was stuffing his pockets with those diamonds? How much a person undertook a project that's sugepas for him, and everybody knows his own kaychas, but not lakula, lachumra. He undertakes for himself not a project with a cheshbon. No, I'll learn this, that's this seder, and that seder. Okay, that adds up, I'll do this. Challenge yourselves. Person's makabel, I have to finish this masechta. How are you going to finish it? Make cheshbonos, make, do the math. I don't have to do the math. I'll get it done. I'll learn Bein Hasdarim. I'll learn over Shabbosais. I'll find the time. I'll find it. That's stuffing your pockets. That's what a person has to understand. That's the nesayon of a person who has a schus to be in yeshiva. A person who doesn't have those hours to learn has his nesayon also to find those pockets. For him, all he has is those little tiny pockets. But we also have to find those pockets, because that's what makes the difference from a person who understands what Limud HaTorah is. Everybody who's sitting and learning has a gevaldik eschus. You can't belittle anybody who's made the commitment to sit in a yeshiva and learn. It's a tremendous mesiras nefesh. There are plenty of opportunities available that a person could go up doing other things and make his millions. It's a gevaldik eschus a person makes that commitment. But a person has to know what he's committing himself to. He's committing himself to something that's worthy of the same dedication and the same commitment that any other commitment would have. There are plenty of things in life that people commit themselves to that the commitment is so overwhelming, the commitment is so all-encompassing, that they are willing to be mevater and everything. Limud HaTorah is not less than that. Being in a yeshiva should not be easier than lahavdil any other type of a commitment a person might undertake. If a person understands the chashivas of a commitment he may make to anything for himself, whether it's something academic or something professional, whatever it may be, he will make a decision, if this is what it takes, I'll do it. That has to be the commitment of a person who's in the yeshiva. It can't just be a luxury. It has to be something a person has to realize. This is going to change my whole mahus. But I want to add one more piece. The Gra writes a Dover Nifla in his Perish on Mishle. The Pasuk says, Tashuva lo sechachti hine abia lechem ruchi. Rish Baruch Hu says, I'll be mabia, my ruach. So the Gra writes, V'hatam, ibnei shebechol dover she'adam oise noisen lo ruach mimorein. V'hu ha'mesayeya oise lasais oi dvarim ka'ela. When a person does something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a ruach mimorein, and that helps him do more of the same. V'zeh ha'ruach, ein oi noch v'shoket ad she'oise oi dvarim ka'ela. V'hu nana mehem. It's ki'ilu, the person is going to be carried Once a person does something, he becomes, I guess we would call it inspired, but there's a ruach mimarin that mamish carries him to do more. And v'hu nana mehem. And that's mitzvah gereres mitzvah avera gereres avera. Zok de graviter. The called dvar avera shehi gedayla. The bigger the avera, gam haruach haba mimena he gedayla umisave oid yosel avera. This ruach that comes into the person, it creates a craving. It creates a drive for more of the same, and the bigger the aveira, the bigger the drive. V'chein b'dvar mitzvah gedayla, baruach mimakim kadosh ma'id, u'misave ma'id le'mitzvah, v'nene ma'id machmas zeh mi'amitzvah. Zok degra, the godless of the mitzvah and the godless of the aveira, that's the measure of the strength of that ruach, and that is the measure of the strength of the hanah. The yedua, shehamitzvah hagadayla mikol hamitzvahs hilimud hatayra. Ulehepich is dvarim betalim ulatzonais shehem hepich hatayra. Ulekach yesh hanah mitvarim betalim vilatzonis yoiser mikol haaveirais av shehem bezeh oilam hazeh. Zoktagra, even though there's no oilam hazeh hanah, why is there such a tremendous hana from Dvarim, Betelim, and Latzana, Zaktigra? Because the bigger the Aveira, the bigger the Ruach, which is Nichnas into the person, just like the bigger the mitzvah, the more powerful is the Ruach, and that determines the godless of the hana. That force that enters the person, that pushes him to do more of the same, that's the force that determines how much hana he has from either the mitzvah or the aveira. Ach machmas sheruach atuma gedayla ad ma'id v'hi kamayin hanaveya hepech atayra shi kamayin hanaveya l'zeh oimer haloi ein b'zeh oilem azeh klal rak ha'hana hi machmas shu hepech atayra. What's the hana? Because it's hepech atayra v'hi aveira gedayla v'ruach atuma neveya. And that's pshat in the pasuk. I don't think we need to be marich on the nesoyin that a person has in dvarim b'teilim ulatzanis. The nesoyin of dvarim b'teilim could simply be without the words of the gra, because it's pashut easier. Why should I exert myself? It's easier to just shmuis, just to talk. It takes less effort, less conflict. The Gra is telling us that it's a real milchama. The Gra is saying that the same way that when a person learns, he has this ruach mimaraim, which will drive him to learn more, and he will have a gevaldik ahanah from his learning. Zok de Gra, the other way, you're feeding a very strong and powerful force, which pushes the other way, and you'll be nana from it. Cannot, like the Gra is saying, that imagine the geshmak a person can have at learning. And imagine Zok de Gra, that's the geshmak in the Dvarim B'Telem. There's no Elam Haz in it. But it seems to have such a tremendous, in the words of the Gra, it's a tremendous hana. The Nisayan is a tremendous Nisayan, there's no question. There are no Eitzes besides a person recognizing the danger and a person recognizing the chashivas of what he could do in that time. It's a bigger nesayin for a person who claimerish has time on his hands. A person who has time, a person who learns a lot, is a bigger nesayin for the person. There's room for it a little bit. It's not so terrible. I learn a lot. There's room for it. But it's an assayin. A person needs to have a heightened awareness that it's a trap. A person has to know, I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash, I'm learning the Beis Medrash, I have to go out for a minute, something came up, bump into this one, bump into that one. All right, I have to be sociable, to be a mensch. It's this assayin. That's what it is. A person's in the middle of something that he's dedicated to. I don't have time for my friends. When we have time to schmooze, we'll schmooze. There's time for that too. But if I'm in the middle of something that I'm a orangutan in, I don't have time for these things. I have time to sit around and speak Dvarim B'Talim. I'm busy right now. A person has to feel that he's busy right now. A person can't just feel, I check in and check out at the end of the Seder, and there's a Rav Binyan of the Seder. No, I learned most of the time. It's all right. The person has to have that hergish of I'm busy right now. The person has to realize, I don't have the time, I can't afford it. The person who's standing on that beach, the Chofetz Chaim's beach, and he's busy chopping those diamonds, and his friend comes along and says, Nuvas Herzach, what's new? We would tell him, there's diamonds for both of us here. You chop and I'll chop, and we'll talk later. A person has to have a sense of achrayus pasha to himself. I'm chopping diamonds right now. I don't have time for these things. Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was mezakeh us that we have loim de Torah who sit learning Torah, being Isaac in the Torah. They're maintaining the world. They're maimed the world. People who should become the Talmidei Chachamim of the next generation. The achrayus is awesome. The achrayus is an awesome achrayus that doesn't allow for being mediocre. It doesn't allow for accepting and being tolerant of a lower level. A person, if he could, sometimes if a person could sort of have the experience of what it's like when it's time to leave yeshiva. And then he can look back, hindsight is always 20/20, he can look back and think to himself, there's so much I could have done. There's so much I could have covered. Don't wait to see it in the hindsight. Think now ahead. Think, I have the time. I have now the menuchas hanefesh. I have those moments. Think to yourself, they're precious moments. Build yourselves. You're building yourselves, you're building Klal Yisrael. These moments which are jewels, truly chap them, grab them with that chavivus and that chashivus of what they are. And with that Klal Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael will be nisa'ala. There will be a tremendous chizuk in the limud ha-Torah, in the involvement of Torah, achutz all the averis that people will be nitzel from. If they wouldn't have the time for the Dvarim B'Talim and Lutzanis, achutz them. I'm not talking about the Dvarim Asurim. But Poshit, it's a chaval that you have people who are sitting and learning and the opportunity to develop and to grow into Talmidei Chachamim. All those moments that Klal Yisrael needs. Klal Yisrael needs chusim. Klal Yisrael's chusim are in the hands of the Loim de HaTaira. All those moments collect for Klal Yisrael. Can anybody make an assessment of how much Klal Yisrael needs? Look around. Klal Yisrael needs schusim. These moments are schusim. Everybody has an achrayus to himself and to Klal Yisrael. To have the understanding, to have the seichel, to have the determination, to realize that these are a chiyuv on somebody who can do it. To chiyuv, to be machshiv, every moment that I can learn, to chap here, to chap there, the starim should be full starim, the times that I can learn, beinas starim, everybody has his own chashbainis, but I know when I have time, and I know when I can make time. Grab those moments, take advantage of those moments, don't waste the time. You'll be nana by lam hazeh, you'll be nana by lam haba, and Klal Yisrael from this will be Neschazik, and we should be Zeiche from this to a Geula Shleimah.